A United Nations humanitarian assessment mission scheduled for Monday was cancelled because of renewed fighting around Goma, according to the United Nations humanitarian agency, OCHA. OCHA spokesperson Jens Lerke says the humanitarian community is extremely concerned about the impact the fighting is having on the protection of civilians.
Tens of thousands of already internally displaced people in North Kivu have been forced into new displacement over the past 5 days. For example, the Kanyaruchinya camp, some 10 kilometers from Goma, has been emptied completely of its population of about 60,000 people who fled insecurity in that area. In response, humanitarian agencies have identified 3 other sites around Goma where they will be able to receive about half of those who have been displaced. Their most urgent priorities in terms of humanitarian needs are obviously protection, water, sanitation, hygiene, health services and food.
Mark Mercado of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, says an assessment that her agency was able to carry out showed a difficult situation for the internally displaced people, IDPs, in Goma.
There were up to 5,000 households that are probably sheltering at the Catholic Don Bosco Center, and these people include a significant number of unaccompanied children. Other IDPs have moved to pre-existing sites, public spaces, and host families. There's also a serious risk of a spike in cholera cases due to these population movements. Cholera was already present in the Kanyaruchinya camp and in Goma, and the camps that are receiving displaced people are seriously short of water and sanitation facilities.
The World Food Programme, WFP, which has been helping close to 450,000 people in North Kivu, has been forced to suspend some of its operations in the areas affected by conflict. WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Beers says people are on the move.
Many people are going towards Kibati. Kibati is up north. But the movement of population of displacement are very difficult now to assess because they are moving according to the volatile situation.
According to Rupert Colville of the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva, the M23 rebels have committed what he calls significant violations of human rights and international law during their advances over the past few days.
These violations include wounding and abduction of civilians, including women and children, looting and destruction of properties, and threats to journalists. In several cases recently documented by UN human rights teams in the Goma area, civilians have been targeted by the M23 for resisting recruitment, for opposing looting, or because of their perceived collaboration with government forces. In some cases, civilians were injured during crossfire or while trying to flee the conflict zones.
Colville says the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is also concerned about the reported looting and destruction of houses by the retreating Congolese troops. In several cases, he adds, civilians were reportedly injured by these troops. The High Commissioner is stressing that all human rights violations by all sides, including the Congolese army, must be investigated and those found responsible held to account. Derek Mbata, United Nations.